Hello, everybody out there in farm country. Last week I talked about agriculture in the headlines. Not always positive, I might add. Well, this week, on just one single day, both the Washington Times and Washington Post papers had lead editorials attacking U.S. farm programs. The passage of the Farm Bill by the House Ag Committee triggered a flood of criticism. The Post called it a rotten bill. And when Speaker Nancy Pelosi said, well, it represents a critical first step towards reform, the editorial said, that's a wrong answer. And the Post rarely criticizes Speaker Pelosi. The Washington Times editorial is entitled Wasteful Farm Policy, and it rips the Department of Agriculture for paying farm subsidies to dead people. The department had been paying money to estates for 2 years, sometimes longer, after the owner died. And of course, this cannot be condoned, and they must put in place a system to prevent it from happening in the future. Still, that's not the point. The point is, American agriculture is in the crosshairs and will stay there for the foreseeable future. Will we get a farm bill this year? And what will it look like is still in doubt. There's a lot to be done. The Senate has not even started. Chairman Peterson took the lead getting a bill through the House Ag Committee, but the road to passage is long and rough. Keep in mind the Congress has not been able to get much of anything done at all this year. The immigration bill, it blew up. And they've wasted time showboating, an all-night debate on war in Iraq. They knew they didn't have the votes to pass anything to start with. Still, when it comes to the farm bill, I think they will get it done. The Democrats don't want to fail rural America. That would be bad politics. They don't want to risk losing the majority that they have today in the Congress. And the many farm organizations are pretty much solid behind the bill. And Nancy Pelosi, she doesn't want to fail. Will the president veto the farm bill if it ever gets to his desk? And some think he will, but I don't think so. Any thoughts you have on my commentary, you can reach me at jblock@ofwlaw.com. jblock@ofwlaw.com. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.